Hey everybody, it's Doug Schaff with RE/MAX Oceanside and MakeManYourHome.com. And this week's episode of the Make Man Your Home podcast, I really just want to touch on a few things. First off, I want to say thank you for another great year. You know, give a quick recap on, you know, what I did this year regarding the podcast and a few other things. The levels of business that I've hit this year and what's expected for 2020. So let's do this. All right, guys, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody out there that's listened to this podcast or watched this podcast on YouTube. I just want to say thank you for being a part of it. You know, I went into this year, a year ago is when we started this. January 1 is when I had the plan to do the podcast. And I was kind of excited about it. I've always kind of liked, you know, doing this sort of thing. And I was really excited about it. And it's really become a big success, I feel, with what we've done. This year, we did, I believe, 38 or 39 or 40 podcasts. I was shooting for once a week. Didn't always hit that, of course. But we still did a lot. And I'm so grateful for all of you watching this. And I love it when people email me back and say how much they liked it, or leave comments and say how much they liked it. And, you know, or sometimes I even get stopped at Sea Salt here and say, hey, I saw your podcast and all that stuff. So again, I just want to say thank you for being a part of the podcast and listening and watching and all that kind of stuff. It's really been a great year for that. And then what I also wanted to touch base on or talk about was, you know, just this year, like what we've done. Of course, like I said, we did about 40 episodes of the podcast. I also came into this year, and some of you may or may not know, but I do a morning video. Like every workday, I do a morning video. I get up early. I get up 5:30-ish or so, 5 to 6, somewhere in there. Come downstairs. I fire up the camera. I do a quick, like, 1-minute video about what my day is going to look like, and then off we go. And I went into this year thinking, hey, I'm gonna try and do this and do every day just so people can see what it's like to be a real estate broker, kind of day in the life of a realtor. But also, it's helped me a lot just to kind of, you know, get up early, get in the right mindset, and go on. I've done one just about every workday, which has just been amazing to me that I was able to pull that off. And I'm happy that I was able to do it. For those of you that watch it almost every day, again, thank you. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to spice it up a little bit, change it a little bit in 2020, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So that's kind of, you know, what I've done this year as far as social media, podcasts, things like that. I did the podcast. I did the morning video. I'm on social media a lot. And then just being out there and chatting with people. And really, what all this work and all this stuff has done for me is I've had another platinum level year in the RE/MAX world. Platinum is it's a volume based thing, and you know I've hit that level again. So I want to thank all my clients, everybody that I've done business with, all my friends, my family that have supported the business that I'm in. Again, I just want to say thank you for that. If it wasn't for you guys. Not just my clients, I love you to death, my clients, but the people that refer people to me, you know, my friends and family that stand behind me and all that stuff. I couldn't do it without all of you. And again, I really want to just thank you for that. It's been a great year. And I'm excited for 2020 as well. But again, thank you for this great year that we've had in 2019. So saying that, now we're going to look at what's coming up in 2020. So from my podcast social media strategy, I'm going to continue on with the podcast, going to, you know, try to do every week like we did this year. I think that's been a great success. As far as the morning video goes, that's probably going to change a little bit with the way Facebook and Instagram has come out with their stories. I don't know if you're not familiar with that. There's a little stories feed in there, and that's designed more for the daily, you know, little things that I do. So I'm probably going to shift a lot of my morning videos and like little tidbits to the stories, and then save the videos and stuff for the podcast or more important things. I do want to go live more often, like the Facebook and Instagram live. And I think even LinkedIn does live videos. So I'm going to do a lot more of that. And just to throw this out to people, if you're watching this, coming in 2020, I am going to be looking for somebody to help me, you know, maybe hire somebody on a part-time basis to help with the marketing, to help, you know, keep the podcast going, keep the social media going, and a lot of other marketing strategies that I do behind the scenes that you might not know about. But if you know somebody that's looking to work maybe just 10 hours a week on marketing, would certainly love to start talking with them. I'm also going to be looking for a buyer broker this year, somebody to work on, you know, my team, the Make Maine Your Home team, to work with buyers as they come in. I still plan on being obviously extremely involved in all my client relations, but I am looking for somebody to help with that end of the business. So those are a couple big things to look forward to in 2020. I'm hoping for another big year in 2020, and I'm sure it will be, because I know that, you know, we're going to assemble a really good team for 2020 and make sure that we're continue with our growth. So anyway, this is a quick podcast this week. This is the last podcast of 2019. Again, thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of my business. Thank you for tuning in, all that great stuff. I hope you had a good 2019, and I wish you all the best in 2020. And remember, if you're gonna make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. I'm getting
old. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Make Maine Your Home podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to it, rate it, and of course share it. You can also check out the video version on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/makemaineyourhome. I also want to give a special shout out to Portland Podcast. They're Maine's first podcasting studio. I dump all these files right in their lap, and you know they're able to make it happen with ease. So thanks to them. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see y'all soon.